Let's flip the story now and look at the increased risks of sedentary behaviour, because you'd expect that sitting a lot could increase your risk of dementia. But in fact, it depends on what you're up to when you're sitting. David Reichlin is Professor of Biological Sciences at the University of Southern California, can explain based on a study using a similar database to Emmanuel Stamatakis.
We've done several different studies looking at how physical activity might improve or alter brain structure and cognitive function in people across the lifespan. So we've looked at young adults. We did a study looking at cross-country runners in college and showed some brain structural effects associated with their exercise patterns. And we've done intervention studies with older adults where we had people exercise and do cognitive activities at the same time and showed some changes in their cognitive function over a three-month period. So really, physical activity is one of the best behaviors people can include in their life if they're concerned at all about their brain health as they grow older.
There have been some studies which looked at older people exercising and their brain health and questioned how much of it is the exercise itself affecting the brain and how much of it is the fact that you're going to the gym, you're on a program, you've got to remember how many reps you've done and how many sets you're doing with other people. Right. The stuff that goes around exercise often that may increase your cognitive capacity.
There are a couple of ways to think about it. One, absolutely, social contact and social connections are another aspect of lifestyle that seem to have a beneficial role on the brain. So exercising in groups, you may get both of those beneficial aspects. We know from animal studies that there are some real biochemical changes that happen when organisms exercise or are physically active that seem to lead to brain benefits. And they are sort of roughly parallel to what we see in humans, specifically changes to the hippocampus, which is a really key part of our ability to have a strong memory. And it's an area of the brain that declines as we age, and especially in diseases like Alzheimer's disease. So when you combine data from human intervention studies and epidemiology with the work in animal models, there's some real clarity that there are brain changes that happen when we exercise, and there are some biochemical underpinnings to those changes.
Now, there's two ways of finding out whether something has an effect on you. The best way is a randomized trial where some people get the intervention, like, say, exercise, and other people don't. That takes a long time, and dementia takes a long time to appear, so you could be doing the research for 15 years. And the other way is to look back in time, which is what you've done in this study using a database that we've talked about a lot on the Health Report, which is the UK Biobank, which is a massive repository of information about a large number of people in the UK associated with biological data.
That's right. The work that we did included a large number of participants, so almost 150,000 people over the age of 60. And we were able to see what they were doing at baseline in terms of exercise and the kinds of sedentary behaviors they engaged in. And then we were able to track this group for an average of about 11 years to see whether certain kinds of activities were more strongly associated with the development of dementia.
So if you were to casually read the title of your study or casually read it, you'd actually come to the wrong conclusion, because you'd think, well, being sedentary is bad for your brain and increases the risk of dementia, but it actually wasn't exactly what you found.
That's right. We found some surprising results here, that sedentary behaviors were associated with dementia risk, but whether there was a benefit or an increased risk depended on what people did when they were sedentary. Participants were asked how much time they spent watching TV, and participants were asked how much time they spent using a computer in their leisure time, so non-work computer time. And we ended up finding that TV watching time was associated with an increased risk of developing dementia, but the use of a computer, and that didn't take a lot of time on the computer, but the use of a computer was associated with a decreased risk of developing dementia.
How do you know it wasn't to do with the person? I mean, for example, if somebody's already suffering cognitive decline, perhaps the easiest thing is just to sit on the couch and watch the telly in a bit of a daze. Whereas if you've already got it, you're using it and you're using it more on the computer, and you've also got the resources to buy a computer and have time on it, and you've learned how to use it. So it's not necessarily the same group of people.
You're totally right. And in a data set like this, there's no way to be sure that that's not what we're seeing. And so in this case, we excluded people who developed dementia within the first 5 years of their following in a sensitivity analysis and found the same results. People always need to keep in mind that what we might be finding, say, with computer use is it's other aspects of that person that are both linked to computer use and linked to reduced risk of dementia. So as you say, you know, maybe people have higher income, higher education, something about them that makes them use a computer. We try to control for those variables, but you can't account for everything. But I think what we can do with this kind of big data set is we can kind of hone in on characteristics that become really important then to look at with a randomized controlled trial. So it might be worth doing a randomized controlled trial to pull people away from TV watching and see if that has any effects on, say, biomarkers that are associated with disease status or something like that.
Well, it's hardly a toxic drug to give somebody to pull them away from the telly. And presumably the implication of this is if you were to assume that watching less television and getting up off your bottom to get more exercise is one solution, that's actually going to fit with what we know already. And if you're doing stimulating things on your computer rather than just watching Netflix, then that actually also might be a good thing to do.
Exactly. These are very low cost changes to behavior that could have big benefits.
David, thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
David Reichlin is Professor of Biological Sciences at the University of Southern California.